We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3. They hold that side at the 30. Steps out of the tackle at 25. Cuts upfield at the 15. At the 10. Stiff arms a defender to the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colorado.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield, this is Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre, presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, welcome once again to Fate Brewing Company and Buffs Prime Time with head coach Mike McIntyre. It's show number 4 of the season. It is a bye week. And the Buffaloes right now unblemished at 3-0, coming off the 45-14 victory over the Wildcats in New Hampshire last week. And now the bye week. And yes, we do have a show on a bye week. Thank you guys for being here. And then it's getting ready for UCLA coming in next week. But a great start. And as Mike announced on the postgame on Saturday, he's taking the team back to training camp this week. So I'm not sure if it was good for the team or just to get Neil Welk and I a little exercise up and down the hill. But nonetheless, I guess there's purpose behind what you're doing this week.
Yeah, the guy. Have practiced hard the last couple of days, and we'll go down there again tomorrow and just getting that mentality. We didn't play as well as we'd like in the Pac-12 last year, and so we're going back to preseason camp on that.
Yeah. 3-0 this season. Kind of gave us, you know, that's a natural breaking point, obviously, with the bye week. Give us you can't do any better than that, for goodness sakes, but give us an assessment, a grade of what you've seen from your team, right, and then how you look moving forward into Pac-12 play.
Well, you haven't watched every bit of the film like I have. So we can do better than that. But as far as the win losses, that's all that matters, right?
That's right.
One more point than the opponent.
That's right.
The kids responded well to all of it, I thought. They had the two hard games with our rivals at the beginning, and then came back and played a good football team in New Hampshire, and I thought played really well in that, and we were able to get a lot of kids in the game and get to see them do some things, so that was good. And now they've had a good 2 days of practice, and we lifted hard on Tuesday. I gave them Sunday and Monday off, and we'll give them Saturday off, and then we'll come back Sunday afternoon and meet and then practice and get ready to play on national television against UCLA, who's a very, very – their most athletic team we've played so far across the board. That. They're very athletic. And they've been athletic since UCLA was created,
forever,
I think.
Forever, yes.
There's tons of players down there running around in the L.A. area for sure.
I saw a stat the other day. It was kind of interesting. They talked about each team in the Pac-12 and what percentage of their team were – local from their state. Colorado, I think, at about, I don't know, 30%, 35% of the guys from Colorado. UCLA, 73% of the guys from the state of California. That kind of speaks to the talent pool in the state of California, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. You know, the population always pushes talent, of course,
yep.
but
yep.
Year-round, being able to play ball and do different things, there's a lot of good athletes in the L.A. area, and there's a lot of good athletes at UCLA.
Coming out of the New Hampshire game, I mean, there's a team that, quality football team out of SCS, but when you're a good football team, Coach, as you well know, you need to take care of business and do what you're supposed to do. The Buffaloes went out and took care of business. I mean, jumped on New Hampshire early, and as you said, I think, to your team at one point, didn't take their foot off the gas in the first half of that one.
Right, they did. They came out and played well. You know, New Hampshire was holding the clock in the that first drive and kind of lulling it and holding it to snap it at the last seconds to bleed the clock a little bit. So kind of slowed down the first quarter, but then we got going, and I was excited about the way we came back out in the second half too. And then once we got up, I wanted to play a lot of different guys, and I thought some of those guys did well, and some of the guys show they need to get improvement, and because they'll be in there in some games for us coming up, and so that was good to be able to get them in there.
You got asked about that yesterday. I thought it was kind of interesting after practice. Somebody asked you, well, we see in college football teams really running the score up on the opposition, and you have, during your time here, you have taken control of a game, had it in hand, and then let up a little bit in that regard. You were adamant about that, about you don't run the score up on people.
Yeah, I'm not going to run the score up on people. I don't think there's any call for that. That's people trying to get stats at the end of the year, trying to push different things. Also, when you do that, you got an opportunity. If you're going to run the score up, you're leaving guys in there when the game's in hand. You don't need to do that. You get one of those guys hurt that's going to help you win a game down the road. To me, that's idiotic to do. And so, and then we want to get the guys in there to play and enjoy playing part of it, but there's no use in throwing bombs and doing all the type of stuff and trying to humiliate somebody else whatsoever. I don't believe in that, and I won't do that.
Is there a fine line with staying competitive? And you bring in a guy that might not get a lot of snaps, but he's going to go out there, and you want him to give it everything he's got. How do you walk that fine line?
Well, we did early when we put Sam in. We were throwing the ball a little bit more, trying to do a little more things there. But then when we got about the middle of the fourth quarter, when it was 45-14, I really wanted to play those guys and get the game finished and move on.
Steven Montez, we've gone on and on about his numbers. We talk about starting fast. That's one of your themes, start fast and finish strong, right? Steven Montez in the first quarter of games this season, 30 of 33, 293 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a quarterback rating over 200. So I guess that's what you're trying to preach to these guys.
Yeah, he's definitely starting fast. And that, a lot of it goes, the whole team goes with it. The quarterback's got to be sharp. That shows you that Coach Roper and Coach Chev and Coach Adams and all those guys have got him really tuned in to what the team's going to do against us. He also is able to adapt. The teams have done some different things to us in the first quarters, but he's seen it so much. He understands it and has a good idea of what their scheme is and what they can do out of it. It really helps him put the ball in the right places, make the right run reads and that type of thing.
And the team, by the way, has scored on its opening drive all season long. Colorado State Montez had that 38-yard touchdown. Jay McIntyre had a catch. Laviska Shenault this past week. When you come out of a game like that and you get a chance to play a lot of guys, though, and you get to evaluate. What did you see from a guy like Sam Noyer when he finally got out there and played against some live action?
Yeah, I thought Sam Noyer did some good things. I shouldn't have called the pass play when we were backed up. We should have just thrown the ball outside more or run the ball and punted it after we made the mistake on the punt return. So I take that takes on my spot. You don't want to try to throw the ball over the middle backed up like that in that situation unless you're having to go score type situation. but I thought Sam did some other good things and when we watched the film, and just got to keep working, and it's good to get him out there and do some stuff. It's good to get Tyler out there and get a few snaps and go from there.
Chances are you're going to eventually need those guys.
Yeah, we are. Chances are you're going to need them.
Yeah, without question. Buffalo's 45-14 winners over New Hampshire on Saturday at Folsom Field. Now they got the bye week, and then UCLA coming in here a week from Friday for the Colorado Buffaloes. Can we do the congratulations on the year for Darian?
Yeah, sure.
Can we? Darian Hagen, by the way, he and his bride had a son yesterday.
Yes, they sure did.
Yep. All right. How quickly, and so congratulations. Word is everyone's fantastic and doing very well. Of course, it's been kind of an up-and-down emotional roller coaster for Darian because his mother passed away, and so you've got his birth of his son and then a funeral he's got to attend to. But how quickly did you start recruiting?
Well, we're on the recruiting process. We had five young men.
I'm talking about recruiting Darian's son.
Yeah, okay. Darian's son. Yeah, we definitely would. Donna looks like was a really good athlete. Overcome Darian's non-athleticism.
That's right.
No, hey, it'd be good to have one. So we'll have to put the option back in.
I think so. Yeah.
And ready to roll.
For Darian's son, I think that would be just
exactly
fine.
Exactly right.
It?
Yes, it will be.
That's great stuff. You've always made it a point with your staff that this whole thing's bigger than football. And,
right.
And so I know you and the staff have really tried to support Darian through what's been really an emotional roller coaster the last few weeks.
Yeah, we have, and there's no doubt. And, it's tough. And, when those type of things happen, you're there for them. You can help them. You pray for them. But at the same time, you got to give them a little time and space to work it out on their own.
Yeah.
And so we've been able to give him a little time and space, and especially with the open week and everything, it's been good for him to be able to have that time. And it's definitely an emotional roller coaster, to say the least.
But before the news about his mom popped up, I was giving him a hard time. I said, boy, you really are a football coach, scheduling the birth of your son on a bye week. That's pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah, pretty good. and we didn't know the bye week probably when everything happened.
That's right. Well, that would be unbelievable planning if he did plan it out that way too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Good stuff. Hey, by the way, coming up on the show, DJ Elliott's going to join us, the defensive coordinator for the Colorado Buffaloes. We'll talk with DJ about how his defense has performed so far this season. Of course, getting ready for UCLA on Friday night at Folsom Field. And Davion Tanner will be with us, who had that great play, pressure on the quarterback for New Hampshire. He had a scoop and score, that unbelievably athletic buff backer for the Buffaloes. So he'll be joining us here in a couple minutes as well. We're at Fate Brewing Company. Always a great spot to come on out before or after any CU sporting event. Come and see us on Thursdays from 12:30 to 1:30 for our taping of Buffs Primetime, which will air Thursday night at 7 o'clock on the Colorado Football Network. We'll take a timeout. More with Mike McIntyre after this. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Neighbors lend each other things. Eggs, cups of sugar, tools, unasked for opinions. It's the neighborly thing to do. When you get a mortgage from Elevations Credit Union, your neighbors lend you that too. Because we are a not-for-profit financial institution made up of your community members, who are also your neighbors. Being neighborly. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Think you know SiriusXM? It's time you take a different look. And with packages for new subscriptions as low as $5 a month plus fees and taxes, now's a great time to get it all. Commercial-free music plus sports, talk, comedy, and more. Visit SiriusXM.com/get it now to get offers for your car, on the go, or anywhere you are. Get a great offer for as low as $5 a month plus fees and taxes at SiriusXM.com/get it now. Offers valid for new subscriptions only.
Hey, this is Shaq Barrett, number 48 with the Denver Broncos, here for Safeway. It's game time at Safeway. You can win big prizes and earn double rewards to earn free groceries. Register to win by going to the Safeway app and clicking Game Time Rewards. Then, when you shop, look for the special tag. You'll earn points to win great prizes like groceries for a year, an ultimate tailgating trailer, a trip to the college football national championship game, and more. Safeway, get in the game today.
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean, and only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
Oh, hi. You up for a refreshing break from your day with bubbly sparkling water? 8 flavors, no calories, no sweeteners, all smile.
Popping like the top off a bottle and I ain't stopping yet. It's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start.
Bubbly sparkling water. Crack a smile.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway. Proud supporter of the Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools. You love local, so does Safeway. Back here at Fate Brewing Company for Buffs Primetime. It's a bye week for the Buffaloes, sitting at 3-0, the only undefeated team in the Pac-12 South right now. And the Buffaloes are that one team. There are three undefeated squads, I think, in the North right now, but only one in the South. As the Buffs get set for UCLA a week from Friday. Hey, with your win the other day, that's career win number 44. You surpassed your father in win totals.
Okay.
What does that mean? Anything?
Well, I mean, like I said last time, when they said I was even with you, anytime they can talk about my dad, it's pretty special.
Sure.
And we just need to keep creeping them up there. I know he would be happy.
Yeah.
For sure.
No doubt about it. What is going on in college football right now? You and I were just talking about a 1AA team like the Buffs saw last week. Last week in the Pac-12, think of this for a second. Three games, a Mountain West team beat a Pac-12 team. The Big Ten had an historically bad weekend. 7 unranked teams beat Big Ten teams in non-conference games. I think 4 of them were FCS teams. You've got basketball powers Duke, Indiana, Kentucky winning football games. The college football world is really kind of topsy-turvy right now.
Right, it is. It's no surprise to me that Duke's winning football games, though.
Right, well,
he's been winning for a while now.
Sure he has.
You know, he's had 2 back-to-back 10-win seasons a couple years ago, and then they kind of dipped a little bit, and now they're on the way back up again, and Coach Cutcliffe does a great job, but I don't know too much about Kentucky and
Indiana,
but that's good to see.
So what does that say about college football, though, when there were those coming into the season that thought the Big Ten and SEC were hands down the 2 best conferences, and it was, like I said, I forget the number.
Alabama still looks pretty.
Alabama is still right where they always are.
I watched about 1 clip of them, and I just turned the television off.
Yeah, death taxes in Alabama. Okay, we get that.
Okay.
But boy, the rest of the world. I mean, what it says though is, you know, when fans look at a game and say, "Oh, you're playing Team X out of SCS," that doesn't mean much.
No.
But there's a lot of good football being
played.
There's
so much more parity now, I think the big difference is there. You know, a lot of schools have quarterbacks and. They throw from their when they're 5 years old. They can throw the football all over the place. They can do things. And so if he's that's an equalizer.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback that knows what he's doing and can make some plays. It makes a big difference. And they get a few touchdowns under their belt, and other teams starts getting a little tight. And
right.
That's why I was preaching so hard to our guys: get a quick start, and that way they don't think they can beat you.
Kind of set the tone early, if you will. Finding a quarterback. What makes that difficult? Why is that so? It's the most important position in sports, but why is it so hard to identify that guy?
I think you can just look at the NFL and realize how hard it is. It's they have all the different tangibles, but do they have the it factor?
Right.
And so when they step on the field, can they handle everything? Can they handle all the pressures? Can they handle everything that's going on? Can they handle when they make a bad play and come back and not be hesitant? You don't know that until they play a little bit. You just don't.
Right.
You think you might. You see some signs of it, but you don't know. And, I think we've got one. I know we got one that can do some different things, and he's a special player, and there's some other guys around our league, too, that are really good. So that's the key component. I mean, the Patriots, just Tom Brady.
But think how everybody missed on him for a long time. Yep. I mean, it was the seventh round draft pick.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
He had the it factor, though.
Yes,
you can tell.
Yeah. Can you identify that when you go out and watch a kid? Do you see that right away?
You can see signs of it.
Yeah.
But you really don't know it until you get on the sidelines with them and they start playing. Right. And, Cepho had the it factor. You know, our team wasn't very good, but he had that undying will that kind of was his it factor. He might not have had the phenomenal arm, but he had that undying will. And the kids respect him so much. Steven's got that it factor. He has all the ability, and now he's just gotten so comfortable. But he's always had the confidence, you know. Even when we played him in he goes to the Michigan game, and he's kind of nervous.
Right.
The next week we play Oregon, nobody ever dreamed he would do that.
Right.
We had seen him do stuff in practice, and I knew he had a little bit of that it factor from practice, but not. And then he was able to do that in the Oregon game, and he's just gotten better and better. I had a kid that played for me, plays for the Dolphins now, David Fales at San Jose State.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to a school, didn't make it, went to transfer to a junior college. We signed him out of the junior college. We're the only school that offered him a full scholarship. Indiana State offered him a half scholarship.
Okay.
We took him, and we play our first game against Stanford, and he gets drilled. Comes by, I said, I want to watch him. He steps back up in the pocket, steps right back up inside it, makes a great pass. We barely lose to Stanford the year they won the Pac-12. We outgained them, everything. It was 20-17.
Right.
And then he went on to have the best career in the history of San Jose. He had that it factor.
Right.
So during a game, just like Steven, though, they come over to you, and just like Cepho did, is it real calm and talk to them. They can handle it all. They're not big eye. They're like, oh, let's go again, you know.
Right.
So they just have that ability to slow everything down in a game. And sometimes that takes, of course, it takes repetitions a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of tell they got it.
There are guys in your team, I think, that have we're learning that have the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mustafa Johnson has got an it factor for a defensive lineman. Those kind of guys a lot of times don't necessarily flash because of the position they play. They kind of get gummed up inside.
Right.
They're plugging holes. He's got an it factor, doesn't he?
Yeah, Mustafa has an ability to bend, and he's powerful, and then he can see the ball and then go get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes D linemen get hung up and they can't really go get, they can play their gap and do all that, and he plays his gap really well, but he's able to get off and go make plays. He's able to bend. It's been fun watching Mustafa. We felt like about the fifth day of spring, I knew he was good, but about the fifth day of spring practice, I said, ooh, wait a minute. and our other guys have gotten better. I mean, Javi's improved so much.
Yeah.
I saw him yesterday because I weighed them all in again after a couple of days off. He walks right up to me. 328, coach, 328. He was so proud of himself. But that shows he was thinking about what he was eating while he was over. He was doing what he's supposed to.
Yeah.
That predicates winning.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking about it all the time.
Well, one of your assistant coaches I was asking about, Mustafa, he said he's got quick twitch muscle. I didn't know the defensive lineman had quick twitch muscle.
Mm-hmm. He definitely has it.
Does he?
He's a unique. He's kind of what you hope to find as you're looking and you're trying to work with it. He in senior year in high school, he didn't get any offers, and he was a good student, very good student. But he only weighed 238 pounds, and he played inside. And so then he goes to junior college, matures a little bit, kind of like we do as we get older.
Yes, yeah.
Is that what you call it? Now all the time. Now he's 275. And he's playing at 285 for us, and just doing really well.
How's Israel Antoine coming along?
Izzy's coming along really well.
Yeah.
We knew Izzy was good coming out of high school. We knew he was already built, ready to play. We just wanted to see how he would handle everything, and he's really exceeded my expectations. I knew we would play him as a freshman because he's just so physically built and physically good. I just didn't know if we could play him as much as we are already. And he's an amazing kid. You talking about somebody that has laser focus? He's got laser focus, and that's what makes him special. And he'll keep getting better and better and better. To play a freshman, a true freshman, as much as we've played him inside.
At that position,
And what he's done is pretty amazing. He's going to be a great, great player here.
How would you assess, if I said to you, just by the naked eye watching your team, your front seven is markedly better than a year ago?
Oh, yeah. We're much better. And we knew that coming in. Now, there's a lot of good football teams out there, and there are going to be some people gain some yards and do some stuff. But I think the Nebraska game was a pretty good example. Yes, we didn't do some good things there. They made some good runs. They were 0-for-3 on fourth down. We stuffed the line of scrimmage. We couldn't have done that before. I mean, stuffed it.
Right.
And then we made some other play in the fourth quarter. In the third quarter, we make a few changes, and we pretty much shut them out except for one little run they make there. That we wouldn't, because we're able to rotate guys in, and they keep playing, they keep playing, and they keep playing. Instead of one guy having to play 80 plays, he's given all he's got, but he gets worn down. And we've got 6 or 7 guys we can rotate in there that are playing with energy and strength and power, and we've got speed on the outside. And we'll continue to get better and better on defense. We really will.
You know, Mac, one guy that we haven't talked a lot about up front there, early on, you know, we were mentioning guys like Izzy and, and Mustafa and Javier and Terrence Lang. Alex Changham has been coming. The last couple of games.
Alex Changham's gotten better and better and better. Alex kind of did what a lot of kids do. I got to get bigger and stronger. I got major college football. And he came in about 15 pounds too big, really. Now, you wouldn't think when you look at his body that he could lose 15 pounds, but he's lost 20.
Oh.
So he went from 250 to 230. So he's moving quicker and he's playing more and his stamina's there and he's used to the altitude now. Wish we could have got him in the spring, but we didn't. And he's going to play more and more as the year goes along. DJ's done a really good job working with him on everything. He's really starting to in junior college and high school, you could just use your athleticism to pass rush. You have to use it to pass rush in college, but you also have to have a little bit of a plan in mind.
Sure.
And how people, if a guy's setting you quick or backpedaling on you or playing you to the outside, and he's starting to learn all that, and you'll start to see him as the year goes along. You all of a sudden see Alex, you'll be saying Alex Changham on the sack.
Oh, man.
And like he told me the other day in the game, he goes, "Yeah, coach, I started figuring it out that the guy was sitting so far back on his heels, not letting me run over him, then I could just bull rush him. I learned how to bull rush him right into it." You know,
sure.
That's just what you learn from playing a little bit.
Learning process. Yeah, he was close a couple of times last game. Mm-hmm. Before we let you go here, we're going to talk to Davion Taylor. Speaking of guys who are learning the game, give me a thought or two about him.
Oh, well, first of all, Davion is an amazing young man. To take a leap of faith with me and DJ and come here from Mississippi and trust us, his mom is incredible woman, raised him really well, and he is going to be a great success in football, but outside of football. That's what's made him so special here to me. He's athletic, he can run, but he has a relentless competitive desire not only to be successful in football but to be successful in life and successful in the classroom. And it's very unique. So he'll keep getting every week he'll keep getting better and better and better. Kind of like the dimmer switch.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of just keeps going. Starting soon it's going to be just bright as it can be. And and he's getting there. And Coach Elliott's doing a great job with him.
Well, he was extremely exciting last week with that scoop and score for the touchdown for the Buffaloes.
He didn't know what to do when he got in the end zone, though.
No,
but that was good to see.
Well, we'll talk to him about the touchdown celebration when he gets up here in just a minute. Well, enjoy the bye weekend. You got big plans?
I'm going to go for a hike probably early Saturday morning and then just lay in front of the couch and enjoy watching a football game and laugh at everybody else under stress.
I like it. You know what? That's what a coach should do on a bye weekend. Well, enjoy yourself, and we'll get ready for UCLA next week.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, that's Mike McIntyre. He and the Buffaloes have got a bye week. Then it's UCLA a week from Friday. We're at Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Prime Time. We'll take a timeout, and defensive coordinator DJ Elliott is going to join us after the break. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, Buffalo, Buffalo Wranglers, Ralphie the Buffalo mascot, the Buffalo logo, Buffalo-themed shirts, Buffalo-themed jackets, Buffalo-themed pajamas, Buffalo nickname, Buffalo cheers, Buffalo alumni, Buffalo parents, and the word Buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Swaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Back once again on Buzz Prime Time. We're at Fate Brewing Company. It's a bye week for the Colorado Buffaloes. Hey, come on, even though it's a bye week, come on by Fate Brewing Company. They do a great job here. Get some great food. Grab yourself a cold one as well. And when the Buffs are in action, of course, you can come and grab yourself a pregame or postgame meal here at Fate Brewing Company. Of course, they host us every Thursday at 12:30. From 12:30 to 1:30, as we go live to tape with Buzz Prime Time with the head coach of the Buffaloes, and the airs at 7 o'clock on Thursday night on the Colorado Football Network. Buffs after the bye. I've got UCLA, and joining us, defensive coordinator DJ Elliott here for a few minutes. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, 3-0. All things look good, but as Mike said, I know that's the ultimate goal to win, but you're not watching the tape, he said, like I am. Let's get your thoughts on your defense after three games.
You know, I thought in the first game we played really well. Our kids were ready for that first game. They played extremely hard, and we executed well. I think in the Nebraska game, when it came out in the first half, really had no idea what they were going to do, because they didn't have a game. We got new coaches. But we made some mistakes, but then we made some adjustments at halftime, and the kids executed and played their tails off and found a way to win the game. And then this last week, we got a bunch of players in. We rotated a bunch and made a bunch of plays. And so where we are now, I'm pleased, but we still have a long road ahead of us. You know, we haven't even played a Pac-12 game. So every week, every practice, every rep, we have to continue to get better and have to focus and have to still have that same intensity and mentality that we had on day one.
You know, DJ, the one thing that I've noticed this week, Gary and I have talked about this in the broadcast, you got some playmakers on that side of the ball. I mean, Mike and I were talking about Mustafa Johnson, and he can got a flash out there. Davion, we're going to talk with him. He flashes. Nate Lamon, Rick Gamboa, Evan Worthington. You got a lot of guys out there that are making plays for you right now.
Yeah, we do. And we have a lot of new faces, like you mentioned. Yeah. So, We've got some guys with some ability. The main thing is, you know, we're a lot faster. You know, we have a lot of team speed, and that gets guys in position to make plays. Now, with that, they're new, and we've made our fair share of mistakes too. But the playmakers are out on the field are doing a good job, and we've really improved at that.
When you've got guys like that, they've got speed, they've got suddenness, as Coach Barnett likes to say. Can you be more aggressive? Do you plan to be more aggressive because you've got those kind of guys who can make plays? Or how do you approach that? Or how do you utilize that kind of talent?
Well, you know, so I've been a coordinator for a long time now, and every year it's a different team.
Sure.
And so you have to find out who your playmakers are and put them in position to make plays. And with more speed at certain spots, you're right, we can be more aggressive at some of those areas and utilize that speed. And then we need to make sure that at other spots that we're covering them up if we need to.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the stat page right now, you haven't racked up a lot of sacks over the course of three games. But you have put a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I think the Buffs are in the top 15 or something nationally for tackles for a loss.
Right.
So you have manufactured pressure on a quarterback, even though maybe the sack numbers aren't terribly high.
Yeah, I think we're averaging, four sacks a game. Yeah. And with that, we're hitting the quarterback a lot, too.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The objective is, when the quarterback drops back to pass, is not necessarily to sack him, it's to affect him. So, you know, if you get so aggressive that you run past the quarterback and you're taking a lot of risk, you're not affecting him. You know, he's stepping up in that pocket and he's drilling it. But if you're condensing the pocket and he's getting hit as he throws it, or you're getting tipped balls, as Mustafa did for the interception against Colorado State, then you're affecting the quarterback. And when your emphasis is affecting the quarterback, then your pass defense is going to be a lot better, and you're going to get a lot more hits on the quarterback.
Those two inside linebackers that you have, we had Ross here last week, and we were talking with him about, you know, Rick Gamboa, and Ross was joking. Sometimes he says Rick will correct me. He says as a coach because he's so sharp. Nate's kind of got that high football IQ as well, doesn't he?
Nate does. Yeah. Nate, you know, played last year as a true freshman, and at inside linebacker, that can be difficult because those guys have so many checks, so many assignments, and so many instincts that they have to be able to play that position. And he ended up playing a lot for us last couple games at the end of the year. So he has those same characteristics as Rick. Now, Rick is really unique in the fact that, you know, he really knows everything that we're doing. You know, he's like a coach on the field. But Nate is very effective, too, in those aspects.
When you've got guys like that in there that have that kind of football IQ, if you will, does that help you because you've got those extra voices out there in the field?
It does, tremendously. Yeah. You know, on defense, you have to have a quarterback, too. You know, on offense, they have the quarterback. He's making all the checks. He's got the cadence. He's getting everybody lined up, and he's communicating. And on defense, you have to have that, too. And those inside backers have to be the quarterbacks of our front. And then we rely on our safeties to be the quarterbacks of our back end.
When did you know Nate Landman had something unique about him?
Pretty early, you know, in training camp as a true freshman, he was really flashing and showing up and making plays. It just took time for him to catch up with the assignments of the defense and how to play within the system. But you could tell pretty early that he was an instinctual player and he was a physical player and he was going to hit you.
Right. Yeah, he has certainly been special so far. All right, how about that defensive front? We were just talking with Mac about that group. But that group, I think, is as much improved as maybe any unit on this football team from a year ago.
We are. We're much better. You know, Javier is a lot better than he was last year. The addition of a Mustafa and an Israel, and then the development of even, you know, guys like Jace Frankie and Lau Tuoloma, guys that played some last year, but they're more developed now. Mm-hmm. We're playing really good, and you know, we got a lot of challenges ahead of us through Pac-12 ball, but those guys are continuing to work hard and continuing to get better.
Defenses have got to have a swagger, I think. Two years ago, that 2016 team had a swagger to it. Does this unit have a swagger to it yet?
Yeah, they do, and where I noticed it was in the second half of the Nebraska game. You know, they really didn't flinch at all, and they never came to the sideline with their heads down like these guys are just beating us. They were like, oh, man, I should have made that play. I'm going to get them next time. And so I think that with that confidence and that type of attitude and those type of leaders, then you can be successful.
Yeah, was that kind of an indicator for you guys that this team, the personality of the squad, was different? Because Nebraska did find some traction in the first half.
Yeah.
And yet you guys, with the exception of a player or two here and there, kind of shut them down in the second half. That says something about kind of the intestinal fortitude
right,
of this group.
Right. We had six straight possessions where we stopped them in the second half, whether it was a punt, whether it was an interception. You know what I mean? We stopped them six straight possessions, mm-hmm. which is a lot. And I think that our defense standing up to the, and they were under bad situations. Right. You know, we stop them and then we miss a field goal. It wasn't like a momentum shift.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we stop them and then we miss a field goal. We stop them and then we didn't get it on fourth down. Yep. You know, we stop them and then we miss another field goal. You know what I mean? So the fact that those guys were able to, you know, take the field with the same type of intensity and confidence was encouraging.
In 2017, Colorado had 34 points off 14 takeaways in 12 games. In three games, you got 35 points off of seven takeaways in three games.
Right.
What does that say about your defense?
Well, we're playing aggressive, you know. So with aggressive play, you know, you're going to create more turnovers, you know. And our guys, especially our linebackers, have been finishing the play for interceptions. And then we've done an excellent job of big hits creating fumbles and strips creating fumbles, too. You know, last year we went back and watched it, and I think we dropped 15 interceptions, you know. So we had our opportunities last year. They were in our hands and we didn't bring them in. And this year, you know, Nate's caught two sure-handed, you know, Rick's caught one sure-handed. And so we've got to continue to finish the play and make the play on the interception.
How much more comfortable are you and you number two in your position?
Oh, I'm good. Last year came into a I had a new staff, and then we had new players,
right.
You know, and we're at a new program, and we had to figure out who the playmakers were and try to get them in position to make plays and all get on the same page. And now year two, we got the, for the most part, the same staff, and then we have new players, but we kind of knew where we should put those new players yeah. and how we should execute them. We recruited them, right? So we knew a lot more about them.
Davion Taylor is going to be with us here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
He's got to be a fun guy to coach and because he is so athletic and there is so much potential there. But, you know, he doesn't have the long history of playing the game, and so he's kind of – kind of like clay, right? You got to mold him a little bit.
Right, right. Davion's very athletic, and Davion's very smart, and Davion has a great attitude and maturity level. He wants to be good. Davion hasn't played a lot, right? Yep. So Davion makes mistakes like anybody that hasn't played a lot, but he doesn't seem to make them over and over and over, which is good. He corrects his mistakes. And every rep that he's got this year, he's improved because he hadn't had a lot of reps.
Yeah.
So it's like twice-fold for a player that maybe had played a lot.
You know, we're not going to have you here next week when we start looking ahead to UCLA. I know you've already looked at stuff. Give us a quick thought about the Bruins.
Well, UCLA, like they are every year, are very talented. You know, they have good players and they recruit well. They have a local talent there and they bring in a lot of those kids. And, you know, they've had a quarterback change due to injury, and I really don't know which one that we're going to face. But, you know, they're a group of guys that, you know, it's not like you're just going to go out there and overpower them. And they have playmakers at every position. You have to make sure that you're winning your one-on-one battles and that the kids are locked in and that they're ready to play.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good tight end who they've fed quite a bit early on here. And we've seen the tight end affect the Buffaloes and really across college football.
Right.
When you've got a guy like that, with all the speed you have, does that make it a little bit easier to cover a guy like that? Or
it does, because we don't worry about matchups, you know, as much as we used to. But he's a really good player that unfortunately broke his leg in our game last year. So we had to defend him. But the rest of the season, nobody else had to defend him. And, you know, he's just getting back in the swing of things. But, you know, he's a guy that's playing tight end that's as athletic as a wide receiver. So you have to account for that.
All right. The head coach has already said he's going to land the coach and watch football this weekend. Is that the same for the defensive coordinator?
No, I've got four kids. I'll probably be watching Peppa Pig or something this weekend. But
your wife is nodding her head. Yes, he's not. He's not going to be laying in the couch.
Yes, exactly.
Well, DJ, keep up the good work. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
All right. Defensive coordinator DJ Elliott joining us here at Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Prime Time. The aforementioned Davion Taylor is going to join us after the break as we continue. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Ashley, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Joining Elevations Credit Union means one thing. You care about your community enough to keep your money in it. Working hard to make the place you call home a better place. It also means you are a stakeholder in your own prosperity. Wait, that's two things. Joining Elevations means two things. Two amazingly great, wonderful things that probably lead to more really good things. But who's counting? Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your grocery shopping just got easier thanks to Safeway.com. Now you can have your groceries delivered at home, the office, or to your car. Your groceries, your way. Order online at Safeway.com or use the Safeway online shopping app and get free delivery with your first online order. Service available in select areas and may be provided by a partner whose pricing and policies apply. Visit shop.safeway.com for details.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Back one final time on Buzz Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company on the Colorado Football Network. It's our bi-week show, our players segment. Davion Taylor joining us, Buffbacker for the Buffs, 6'2", 220, junior out of Magnolia, Mississippi. And they came to the Buffaloes from the junior college ranks. He got a scoop and a score of 14 yards for a touchdown. The second time he had ever touched a ball in a game for, well, one of the Buffaloes, obviously. And the first time you ever scored a touchdown. Ever. Period. So Mike McIntyre was not joking. You didn't know what to do when you got to the end zone.
Oh, no, sir. When it happened, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know to get the ball to the referee, celebrate. I just kept on running.
Did you get any advice from your teammates afterward?
Yeah, that's like, next time you score, you have to celebrate. Like, yeah, I don't know what to do. I got to come up with some things.
Right, right. Talk to LaVisca or KD. I think they could probably help you out on that right, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did they give any ideas or?
Not any ideas. They just told me I have to find out something to do.
Well, because with your ability, I don't expect that's the last time you're going to end up there.
So, no, sir.
Tell us how you became a Buffalo. I mentioned, well, first tell us about Magnolia, Mississippi. I don't know where that's at. Tell us about small
like,
town?
Yes, very small town, like an hour south from Jackson.
Okay.
Population not too big, like 2,000.
Okay.
I don't know what else.
All right. So you came up a very small high school, though.
Yes.
But with graduating class of how many, roughly?
Like, we had 80.
80 kids.
80. Wow. 80.
So very small.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've got kind of a unique story. You did not play football at all until you got to junior college, right?
No, sir. I played JV and junior high.
Oh, you did?
And that was it.
All right. And then mom just said no football, huh?
No, sir. But she allowed me to play. Practice with the team my 12th grade year.
Okay.
So I just practiced every day, but never played in the game.
Was that because you were pestering her from junior high on because you wanted to keep playing?
Yeah, hopefully. I was thinking, I was like, maybe if I just practice and just keep on practicing, she'll just let me play in the game.
So what other sports then? What was keeping you busy then if you couldn't play football back?
I also played basketball, and I did track.
Okay. Well, he's a very good track athlete, by the way. You had a great spring last year for the Buffs, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Broke my personal record and ran a 10.5.
Did a 10.5?
Yes, sir.
Holy cow. I can do about 10 yards and 10.5. Oh, that was 100 meters.
Yes, sir.
All right. When did you know you were fast?
Ever since I was a little kid, I used to always just like to run around, just run up and down the street. Like, I was always energetic. So I just, I used to always get in trouble because I was so energetic.
All right.
But it's just, ever since I was a little kid, I always tried to run track in junior high. But, like, we didn't have a junior high team, so, like, my 11th grade year is when my first time actually running track.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Holy cow. So how what kind of basketball player were you?
I was a center.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A center?
Yes, sir.
At 6'2"?
Yes, sir.
It was a small school, I guess.
Yes, sir. Then I was very energetic. Then I can jump. I can vertical. I was jumping a vertical, like, 40-something up in high school.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You guys realize a 40-inch-plus vertical, there might be what? A tenth of a percentage in the world that can do that? That's a unique deal.
Oh, yes, sir.
So you can dunk that is what you're saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you go and play anymore?
Sometimes. Over the summer, I played in a rec, but I don't have the skills like I used to.
All right. Have you met McKinley yet?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ever, very talented.
You ever play with those fellas?
No, I didn't have.
Okay, yeah, probably not. Those guys. Well, so what made you want to then? So you haven't played football since your JV in the junior high school ranks. What made you continue to push for the idea, I want to play at some point?
Because everybody else in my school, like, always had the dream to play.
Uh-huh.
But they just always just, like, just stayed at house, like, sell drugs or something like that. So I wanted to be the first person to get out, like, to help the other kids below me. And just maybe they can have a story just like me.
Nice. Okay. And so you end up at junior college. Mm-hmm. So having not played, how did you end up there?
I was a walk-on. One of my coaches, he saw that I had talent.
Yeah.
And he called coaches, like, looking for me, like, how I can walk on somewhere. So, like, when I got up there, like, I used to play safety in high school.
Okay.
And they changed my position from safety to linebacker. And I didn't know anything about linebacker.
Sure.
So, like, during the summer, I tried out. And, like, the last 3 days, I was about to be cut. Because, like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
And I went in my room, I prayed, I cried. Like, eventually, the same week, like, somebody ended up getting hurt, and I had to make the team.
Okay.
So, like,
all right.
And, like, after that, I made the team. I played special teams my freshman year. At the end of the year, I played a little bit more. Like, I started getting better as the season progresses.
How is the transition? What do you think about it? Because guys like Nate Lamon or Rick Gamboa and Drew, they played football their whole life, mm-hmm. right? For you, it's a nonstop learning curve on the football field at this point in time.
Yes, sir. I think that's, like, an advantage for me because I have so much to learn.
Okay.
And, like, I have so much I can keep on pushing and strive myself, like, to be greater than, like, I don't even imagine.
I like it. There's a collective will on this team right now. There's a resolve, isn't there? A real goal-oriented attitude on this football team, isn't there?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. What are you studying?
Psychology.
All right. What do you want to do after football?
Go around telling my story, and I want to be like a life coach for younger kids and, like, just train other kids and tell people my story. Hopefully they can get motivated and just follow their dreams.
Nice. All right. Affecting other people's lives. I like that. You know, think about the advantage of this. Think of all the miles on, like, Rick Gamboa and those guys. You're fresh. You've got none of those football injuries from way back in the day.
No, sir, not at all.
You don't even need a bye week then.
But, like, this level is, like, pretty difficult. Just because... But I think it's really helping me. But, like, I'm getting injured because I sprung my knee second game. Yeah. But, like, it's a lot of injury. But I'm going to get taken care of.
I like it. All right, like I said, we got to go here. But you're going to be back in the end zone working that touchdown dance, all right?
Yes, sir.
That's Davion Taylor here in the Buffalo's. Got the bye week, UCLA next Friday. We are back here next Thursday for Buffs Primetime. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 12:30 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, Buffalo, Buffalo Wranglers, Ralphie the Buffalo mascot, the Buffalo logo, Buffalo-themed shirts, Buffalo-themed jackets, Buffalo-themed pajamas, Buffalo nickname, Buffalo cheers, Buffalo alumni, Buffalo parents, and the word Buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Sawaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
It's game time rewards at Safeway, so listen up. Earn double reward points for gas or groceries and score big. Pay attention to the game plan, because you could win $1,000, a trip to the College Football National Championship game, a premium tailgating trailer, a $10,000 scholarship, and more. Look for participating tags throughout the store. Go to getinthegamerewards.com to earn more and see game rules. Safeway, get in the game.
Live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, Buffs Primetime with Mike McIntyre has been brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Buffalo Sports Network.